With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Governor Steve Bullock issued an executive order declaring a state of fire emergency due to extremely hazardous wildland fire conditions throughout Montana. The order issued Thursday evening allows the governor to expend funds and mobilize additional state resources and the Montana National Guard to combat the fires. On Wednesday, 17 new fires burned over 100,000 acres in the state. The state's fire suppression fund reached the statutory maximum in August. State wildfire suppression costs as of August 30th were estimated to be around $4.5 million. Above average temperatures, unpredictable winds, and low humidity are among the factors contributing to extreme fire conditions in the state. The Montana Governor's Office says granting the Trump campaign's request to block a plan that allows counties to conduct all-mail balloting in November would, quote, inject chaos into the election, end quote. The statement was included in the state's response to a request by President Donald Trump's campaign to reduce the amount of time the state has to respond to the lawsuit. The state says Montana's local election officials are weeks past the point at which they could plan and conduct a traditional in-person election. The state also noted the primary election was conducted by mail without any fraud.
I'm Aaron Bolton. Montana Watercraft Inspector Sunday stopped a kayak carrying an invasive mussel from Michigan to Glacier National Park. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports it was the 27th mussel-fouled vessel intercepted this season, compared to a total of 16 last year.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said inspectors at the Nashua check station found a dead zebra mussel attached to the hull of the vacationer's kayak, which had last been used in a known mussel-infested lake in Michigan. FWP said the inspectors thoroughly decontaminated the kayak before sending the vacationers on their way. So far this season, FWP and its partners have inspected over 115,000 vessels, already surpassing last year's total. Two check stations, Clearwater Junction near Sealy Lake and Ravalli south of Flathead Lake, have accounted for about 40% of the total boat checks this year. Aquatic invasive species can cause costly damage to irrigation systems, dams, and drinking water systems, as well as significantly alter the aquatic environment native wildlife depend on. Watercraft owners must stop at all open inspection stations. People who have used their motorized and non-motorized boats out of state are required to have their vessels inspected prior to launching. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
A smoke plume from a new wildfire in the Bridger Mountains northeast of Bozeman could be seen throughout much of the Gallatin Valley this afternoon. The start is near what's locally known as the M Trail and Sipes Canyon. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest is responding to the blaze. According to the Bozeman Interagency Dispatch Center, the fire has burned 6 acres and structures are threatened. Yellowstone Public Radio reports that multiple aircraft are on the scene. According to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, Highway 86 between the M Trail and Jackson Creek is closed. Traffic was also blocked at Story Mill and Bridger Canyon Road, as well as Kelly Canyon Road. As of Friday, 45 of Montana's 56 counties will conduct all-mail ballot voting for the 2020 general election. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Friday was the deadline for county officials to file plans with the Secretary of State's office. At least 10 counties will hold traditional in-person voting in addition to collecting absentee ballots. At least one county, Richland County, has filed plans with the state to hold an all-mail ballot election, but county commissioners there won't take a final vote on the matter until Wednesday, according to clerk and recorder Stephanie Verhassel. Governor Steve Bullock issued a directive in August to allow county governments to hold elections by all-mail voting. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump's campaign and the state and national GOP sued Bullock over the measure, arguing Bullock doesn't have the authority to make the change. Trump has repeatedly claimed without evidence that voting by mail leads to fraud. Bullock said in a statement that voting by mail is safe and effective, and that his directive was requested by a bipartisan coalition of Montana election officials. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
State health officials reported 149 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus Friday. In Montana, over 2,000 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness. That includes 150 hospitalized patients. 114 people in the state have died from the virus.
The state is bracing for yet another round of dangerous wildland fire conditions tomorrow, which will soon be followed by unseasonably cool temperatures. Edward O'Brien explains.
National Weather Service meteorologist Corby Dickerson says the weekend weather forecast is
going to be a tale of two different weather patterns.
Saturday's forecast has the firefighting community on edge. Western Montana will be very hot, dry, and windy. A red flag warning is in place tomorrow afternoon for northwest and west central Montana. A fire weather watch is posted for southwest Montana, where critical fire conditions will be most prominent. Dickerson describes Sunday as a less intense transitional day, still warm and dry, but with light breezes and higher humidity. Monday, however, will seem like an entirely different season.
When you get to the Monday night, you're going to feel like we probably skip fall, too. It's hard to find systems this strong in the climatological database this early in September.
That means a Canadian cold front will usher in powerful, potentially damaging winds in northwest Montana. The Glacier Park region will get a triple whammy of wind, snowfall, and sub-zero wind chills. Valleys could see widespread rain and highs in the 50s to low 60s. So is this a wildfire season ender?
Well, you know, there's still a lot of September left, so I'm not sure if I'm going to say it's a season-ending event. But boy, if we can get through this weekend without adding more fire to the ground, we're going to be sitting in a much better place going into the middle part of September.
Gardeners, cover those veggies and flower beds Monday night into Tuesday morning. Temperatures could dip to near freezing. Summer lovers, fear not. It'll warm back into seasonal highs by midweek. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.